The Daily News article audio. Today in business. Manufacturers betting on futuristic air taxis amid push for sustainable travel. As the aviation sector tries to make flying more sustainable, some aerospace companies are betting big on a new form of travel, air taxis. For years, electric-powered air taxis have been considered as an option to reduce emissions in cities and the carbon footprint of the aviation industry. However, the limitations of battery life and regulatory hurdles have prevented the technology from taking flight. Big mobility players are, however, now entering the market, thanks to falling battery prices and technological advancements. Hyundai's advanced air mobility unit Supernal and Embraer-backed Eve Air Mobility hope to officially launch electric-powered air taxis within the next 2 to 4 years. Ground transportation is also evolving and improving, says Supernal CEO Shin Jaewon. But to support all the mobility demand of that many people in urban areas, ground transportation will not be sufficient, so we have to open the sky. Supernal's SA2 electric aircraft, equipped with 8 rotors, is designed to carry a pilot and 4 passengers. The battery-powered air taxi will have a range of about 25 to 40 miles, and will be able to take off and land vertically. It's similar to a helicopter but should be significantly quieter and more sustainable, according to Shin. The firm is planning to test a full-scale version of the vehicle this year, and is talking to regulators in various countries to discuss policy, processes, as well as certification issues. Brazilian firm Eve Air Mobility, a spin-off of the third-largest aircraft manufacturer Embraer, is also taking a punt on air taxis. They are testing and developing an electric vertical takeoff and landing, or eVTOL aircraft, which the firm hopes to launch by 2026. Like Supernal's SA2, the Eve Air Mobility's aircraft is also expected to carry between 4 to 6 passengers with a range of 60 miles, without generating any local carbon emissions. Johan Borde, CEO of Eve Air Mobility, says that these electric-powered aircraft have potential not just in urban cities that are heavily congested, but also in areas where public transport is not as widespread or efficient. Although the technology is advancing rapidly, some experts are warning that the regulatory hurdles haven't gone away. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.